Okay, a real simple one.
But it's serious but simple. This
serious but simple.
This is on behalf of a devotee who's not your disciple.
On behalf of a devotee.
He's been asking me to ask you this question. Basically, he's an old devotee. Made a kind of mistake late in life. Broke up with his wife and family. And he's lost his position in management, but he's doing book distribution as his service. And he just feels he lost his guru's kind of mercy. His guru's been neglecting him, and he just wants
for breaking up with us.
For making it, you know, but very late on, you know, he has a grown-up son and everything. So whenever he's tried to see his guru's not been very forthcoming or paid him any attention, etc. So he just wanted to know, he's on the right track, everything, according to his service and stuff, but he just wanted to know what he should do, or some advice or such forth.
Well, of course, if someone's guru's neglecting him, if that's actually the case, it's not a good thing. So one should then really try to rectify that, not leave it like that, whatever that takes. You should really try to at least get a very clear status quo statement. As make my guan. Find out where do I stand, and communication is always the best approach. And being honest and straightforward, and no doubt when Vaishnavas are nicely appealed to, then they'll respond, and that's certainly what Shastra always recommends. Shouldn't live under that type of a spiritual cloud. Should make sure that one's relationship is intact, and that therefore Krishna's mercy is coming. And of course, the right thing is to be doing service and following the principles and so on. And find out, well, what is it that Spiritual Master may be upset about. Because we live in a time when, I'm talking about an ISKCON time, and I think the whole concept of, or the whole, not concept, the institution of guru has really, on one side, done itself harm, on the other side, really taken battering. And as a result of that, there's a lot of familiarity, there's a lot of neglect of etiquette, simple things. Devotees don't say pranams anymore, they just put their heads to the ground. Or even when we're you know, going for a walk, and the horse come back with a bike, you know, they nod their head and then move on, or they just walk and they nod their head and move on. Rather than doing the proper thing, if they see a sannyasi and so on, which is to offer their obeisances. And it doesn't work. Krishna won't reciprocate unless devotees have the proper relationship with guru, with sadhus, with just Vaishnavas in general. You can't jump over. You can't go directly to Krishna. You can't go around the principle that sadhu, guru are the indispensable aspects of Krishna consciousness, and by which Krishna's mercy comes. And without that, it doesn't come. So yeah, we should make sure that we don't become, as Prabhupada would often say, familiarity breeds contempt. There's some obstacle, we should remove the obstacle to getting mercy. Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nagati kitopi. Anything else on that?
I'm just wondering in that Sadhvara Dayan book, there's a detailed description of the servant and the servant of the servant, and how they're all dear to Krishna, etc. And just wondering about the fact that the servant of the servant, he still worships Krishna directly in his meditation, in his bhajan, in his sadhana, and yet he sees himself as a servant of the servant, and yet he's also directly doing those devotional activities.
Yeah. And that's the principle of parampara. It's like the glasses. You can't see without the glasses, but when you put the glasses on, you don't see the glasses. So you. You're worshipping Krishna, you're worshipping Krishna through the Guru, you don't necessarily always, it's not that we're becoming Guru worshippers, that's also called that, something like just worship Guru. Yasya divya prabhaktir tatha divya prabha guru. So, Guru and Krishna. Worship Guru and Krishna, and that's the way. It's a inconceivable process how it works, but if the relationship is there, that's why, technically speaking, the Lord is always, prior to their worship of Krishna, they always worship spiritual master, to remember how things are coming. Guru, but one day gurun, gurus, isha bhaktan, and devotees. So it's, we're directly worshipping Krishna, but simultaneously also worshipping everybody else. Okay. Shambhihariya smishtamadaru.